I'm Steph Jennings.
And I'm James Clark.
Tell me about the blog you write. You write a hyperlocal blog.
Yeah, it's specific to the area we live in, so it's Wentzfield in Wolverhampton, called wv11.co.uk. Oh gosh, we cover news, events, issues, anything to do with the local area that people send to us or that we come across when we're searching the web ourselves, or if we get told in the street, that gets put on there as well. So
we try to kind of cover things that we're interested in and we think other people might be interested in that they don't know are already happening, as well as information we've sent in from people, from local council. We get some information more recently, which has been quite useful, and various different voluntary groups and organisations send us their events and news.
Why?
We've got two very distinct reasons for setting it up. The first one is that I've always lived in the area. Just before I had my son, I moved away and moved back because I fell pregnant. And it was in the moving back I suddenly realised what the area had to offer. Everyone that's lived there their entire lives can only see the negatives, or there's nothing to do around here, the young kids create havoc, and they don't. They really, really don't. And there is so much the area has to offer that I think people need their eyes opening to see it. And after I had my son, he went to a local school that then was under threat of closure. Well, it is now closed. And in trying to keep the school open and campaigning to keep the school open, we realised that there was very little online forums for people to discuss. And obviously, I work online, James works online, and so it was a real natural way for us to communicate with people. And there was nothing at all, except for one local councillor's website who censored everything we put online, deleted comments, was very anti the conversation because it went against the stance he was taking on the school. And after the school closed down, I kind of stood up and went, we need to do something that A, will promote the area, because one of the reasons a lot of people didn't get behind the keep saviour at the school was because of the issues in the area. And the other one was having somewhere, if this happened again, there was a platform where people could discuss and come together, either for or against. It's not just about my point of view, it's about everybody's point of view. So we try really hard not to censor the conversation as well, unless it's libelous, then we do delete the comments and tell people why we're deleting them. But we do try our best, and that was why I set it up anyway.
But James, your driver a bit different?
A little so. I mean, I've only lived in the area for a couple of years, and moving into the area, it amazed me the kind of community spirit that was there, which where I lived before, which was supposedly a nicer area, there wasn't a community spirit. You know, I could name like one or two neighbours in the street, whereas within 12 months of living where I live now, every granny and grandpa and mum in a pushchair says hello to me, and you know, I'm big and beardy, and people tend to look the other way when they see me coming. But where I live now, in Ashwell Park, which is in Wentzfield, there just seems to be a community spirit there that I'd never experienced. And yet a lot of people were down on the area as a place to live, and I think maybe because they'd always lived there and that's all they knew, they didn't really know what the positive things were, as opposed to just concentrating on the negative things. So for me, I wanted to kind of highlight some of these things and say, you know, this is actually a really nice place to live, there's some good stuff going on, you've just got to open your eyes and see it's there.
So do you perform the role of a reporter in your neighbourhood? When you're doing that, are you thinking I'm being like a journalist, or are you just being you?
I'd say it's kind of a mix. You know, neither of us would consider ourselves reporters. We do report what's going on, but we've got no formal journalist training or anything like that. We can write fairly well most of the time, and just try and cover what's going on. And we now are at a point where people will come to us, even on the school playground or at the shop, and go, oh, did you hear about this, and tell us things. So it's kind of putting word of mouth plus news from official sources, if you like, in one place where people can find it. Because another reason, or one of the driving factors, was the council website was incredibly hard to find information on, because they're covering such a large area. They're trying to cover the entire city, and you couldn't find information on our specific area. So we've got a big resources page, which Steph put a lot of time into when we first launched the site, which covers pretty much any resource you'd want in the area, be it police stations, libraries, doctors, opticians, playgroups.
Post boxes,
yeah. We've got the list of post boxes.
It sort of sounds to me you're not trying to be the media, you're just trying to be useful.
Yes, that's exactly it. We're not trying to replace, you know, the local newspaper, or we're not trying to be the first on the scene to a news story. We just need a consistent place for the area to find out what's going on in our area, instead of having lots of different places and lots of different sources. And obviously people don't then find out all the information. And I'm not saying we cover every single thing that comes into our inbox, because we do get lots of emails. We've both got full-time jobs. We both do this voluntary. We can't cover every little thing. And so we just do what we can when we can.
But does that mean you're shaping the neighbourhood?
Ooh, gosh, who knows? I mean, we've had, honestly, I think it varies. We've had mixed response to it, mostly positive. Some people, busybodies. But, you know, we're not pouring into people's lives, and we're not reporting on things that people, it isn't being reported anywhere else. But we have had, on the flip side, a lot of people send us news stories, get involved, tell us what a good job we're doing, and then come to us maybe with stories that they might not have spread the word about. So maybe in a way we might be helping to shape the neighbourhood maybe into a more positive place, because we very much report from a positive point of view, as opposed to, oh, the kids are outside the shops creating noise. Because kids make noise. Then that's not trouble, that's just kids making noise. So when the people are on our Facebook page particularly, because that's where a lot of our conversation takes place, not just the news, we do step in and play devil's advocate when people are being very negative and going, well, have you looked at it this way? And they're all a bit, so maybe we are playing a little part in shaping a positive neighbourhood.
I think we are to a certain degree. I mean, there's only one local newspaper, the Express of Stowbridge, because the area, there's no other local media sources, and we felt they did have quite a negative slant on things. They're very good at reporting things that were going wrong or that weren't good enough, but when positive things happened, they weren't really interested. Even more so on a hyper-local, you know, level, things that weren't affecting citywide but affecting our specific geographic area. So we tried to highlight those things, cover those things. And we even had, you know, people like the local scouts had some canoes stolen from a shed, and the Express and Star launched an appeal to get the canoes back. They turned up 48 hours later, and they asked the Express and Star to post a follow-up piece, and they weren't interested. Whereas things like that, if people only read bad news about where they live, they're going to think they live in a bad place. But if you point out some of the positive things, then they're going to like where they live more, and then maybe have a little more pride. And when we found from this whole thing, it's a very British thing to kind of put down where you live and complain about where you live. So we are kind of fighting British cynicism to a certain degree. And that was another factor for trying to cover some of the positive things that were going on, to let people know that it's not all bad. But at the same time, we do, you know, we do cover things that aren't positive, because we don't want to wrap things up in cotton wool and pretend it's somewhere it's not. There are problems. We've had a couple of issues, one such with a set of derelict garages which have been derelict for 3 or 4 years and are regularly vandalised, boarded up, vandalised, boarded, vandalised. And we actually wrote a post about that, having used fixmystreet.com to ask the local council what was being done, who owned these garages, what was being done. That was actually then picked up by the Express and Star newspaper, then ran an article, and before we knew it, a campaign had come out of us just asking the question, what was going on here?
It wasn't a campaign, it was just us asking questions.
Precisely.
But that's really interesting, isn't it? Because journalists are trained to need a story,
yeah.
But what you want is change or improvement, and they're different things, aren't they?
They are, yeah, or an answer. Because often people will complain about things, but don't take the time to find out why it's like that, or what can be done. And we're not crusaders who are going to try and convince everybody within the community to do their absolute utmost to make things different, because I honestly don't think a lot of people have the time or interest to do that. But maybe if we can highlight some of the issues and encourage people to get behind the ones that they do really care about, then maybe more people will get involved and things may change.
If people want to find your website, tell me again where they go.
It's www.wv11.co.uk, and that's the numerals 11, not the word 11.
Yeah, that's easy to explain, isn't it? Thank you.
No, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much.